like a wild man.
I want you to struggle, and I want you wrestling with them angels.
Here he is, from Auburn University, Bo Jackson.
The correct Jordan-Hare Stadium time is 8:48 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Your digital audio device is tuned to the Orange and True podcast, harbored by collegeandmagnolia.com. Greetings and salutations, Orange and Truthers. It is I, Drew Croson, at CenterCrow2 on Twitter. You can find me at CenterCrow on Venmo. Need that new bike money. To one side of me, the rumor monger, Ryan Starrett, at Ryan S. Starrett. The S is for... Shirted today. He's got shirts on, guys.
Yeah, I got a shirt on.
And
shut down
button.
Fullcast. Yeah, stands for shut down fullcast.
Yeah, man, shut down fullcast is back. The other side of me giving you the full Fort Payne ASMR that you pay so much for. A man who wore Hawaiian shirts before they were predictive of a second civil war. The AU chief.
Mahalo.
When are we going to get chief one of those Skeeters? Hawaiian shirts.
What are we talking about?
Oh, there's a team,
independent league team from Texas, Sugarland Skeeters.
Oh yeah.
They're doing a Hawaiian themed shirt that just says Skeeters across the front.
That's great.
My buddy Ronaldo lives in Sugarland, so maybe I could get him to score me one.
I believe that is the team that Roger Clemens is either the manager of or the owner manager player of. I think he's very well affiliated.
48-year-old and tried to play on him, didn't he?
And his son might also be on the team. They're an independent team.
I wonder if they open every game with Lil Jon and the East Side Boys.
Oh, skeet, 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 skeeters.
Yeah.
They also.
I know they're not strictly a Houston act, but
they're an independent league team, and they decided just to play a season this year, if I remember correctly.
Oh.
Even though minor league baseball suspended,
semi-pro then? Is that what that would be?
Yeah, because they're not a part of MILB.
No. So they just decided to play a season.
Hmm.
And they invited some other teams down there. And I think Roger Clemens may have thrown some pitches or something. He used to have a burnt Texas Orange Hummer H2 that had Raj as a license plate, if I remember correctly. Something crazy like that. Baseball players are some of the strangest egomaniacs.
Oh, yeah.
Rodriguez.
That's why I can't do a bubble. I can't do a bubble, because baseball players won't do it.
Rodriguez had a statue of himself in the full catcher's gear, behind the plate style. In his backyard. And it was not life size. It was 12 feet tall.
Cool. Sure. I want to give you the most Texas baseball thing I think I've ever heard.
I think we should probably mention that there's an Auburn player making his MLB debut. Or he got called up.
Yeah, this week.
Yeah, Casey Mize.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Casey.
Got Crow talking about baseball.
Sure, he's not an egomaniac, right?
Probably a super nice guy, like all college baseball players.
Yep.
So this year for the pandemic summer, the Sugarland Skeeters are saying, screw it. We're just going to do our own league.
Yeah.
So the team is creating a four-team league.
Yeah, and they bubbled themselves at the Skeeter Stadium. I read about this. And they're playing round robins over and over and over again.
It's the nice. Sugarland Skeeters, Team Texas, which is managed by Roger Clemens.
Hell yeah.
The Sugarland Lightning's Loss. Hell of a name there. And the Eastern Reyes del Tigre.
Oh. What, do they segregate all the Hispanic players to one team?
The Kings of the Tiger.
That's going to be the team that wins.
Oh, so they're the Tiger King, yeah.
Understand.
Yeah. They're the Tiger King.
Tiger Kings.
Interesting.
Los Reyes del
Tigre. That's three great names, and then just Team Texas.
I wonder if they split their own team up into four teams.
I guess they're bringing.
I thought they invited teams
to do this. Yeah. So it says rosters will be composed of former MLB players and other professionals.
Yeah.
Who've previously played minor league ball. So it's probably a lot of guys that
probably Tracy McGrady,
career minor leaguers, and you know, probably around Texas already.
Because if you look it up, I believe Tracy McGrady pitched a game for the Sugarland Skeeters. I'm not joking. That's not a joke.
Man.
Because I think after he retired from basketball, he like wanted to prove that he could have played baseball. And I think the Skeeters were like, yeah, come on down, man. Throw it, Slim. I mean, he would have been like, was he 6'9"? He's a giant. This is the segment that I want to do about every couple of months of how big are basketball players really?
They're just giants. When like literal giants.
Guys who look small on the court, like a Steph Curry, is an above averagely tall man. He's like 6'3".
Yeah.
Yeah. Malik Dunbar would have been the largest player on Auburn's defensive line. Like that's for real. He was like the same height and weight as Marlon Davidson.
Crazy. Soccer players, the other end of the spectrum. Outside of the back four and the goalkeeper, like they're all under like 5'9".
This is why I really do believe that if we had to disband American football and all those kids had to go play soccer, I think we would just have a bunch of DBs. And they would go crush, or like had they had to grow up.
A lot of designated hitters, a lot of those linemen, right, maybe go play baseball.
Yeah, they had to figure something else out to do because there's not a lot of spaces for 6'10", 3'10".
I mean, the best soccer player I ever knew was a 6'4" guy that played fullback.
Yeah.
And just like he scored all the goals from a defensive position, which is insane.
This is like, I currently believe that Russell Westbrook would be a complete nightmare on corner kicks.
Oh, yeah.
If you kicked it anywhere near the goal, no one's faster than him in the world.
Well, he's taller and he's
also 6'6" or whatever. And can jump out of the gym. And LeBron should have been a goalie. LeBron would have been an unbelievable goalkeeper at 6'9", 260 pounds.
He also has gigantic hands.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so
I think they would have had to have made the net bigger if he was a goalie.
I like to thank Chief for going from baseball talk and segueing Ryan into soccer talk very seamlessly. Guys, we actually have some football news. That's my new sounder for football news.
That's good.
Add that to the soundboard.
Yeah, I'm a human soundboard. That's what they call me. The Auburn Tigers are theoretically going to play a theoretical football season this year against other SEC teams amidst a global pandemic that is, you know, not over or like
it's still a thing,
not even like
it's around
on the way down,
it's hanging
but
out,
just, you know, still hanging out. And Auburn's going to play a theoretical football season, and the SEC has released a theoretical schedule for the games that Auburn's going to try to play.
Thing that I missed it yesterday is that the SEC also released guidelines for allowing fans into the stadium.
I think there are some SEC schools
telling the schools to figure it out themselves.
Yeah.
Bama's already got their plan out.
Is their plan a full stadium?
No, 20%.
Oh, gosh. For some reason, I read that they raised ticket prices. I thought they were like, they're going to make people pay? No. Come to...
So it's full capacity of the third quarter in the week three game.
Now we're talking.
You know,
shots
made
fired.
A good point about, and this is slightly off topic before we get there, but
that's what the whole show is, Chief.
Yeah, that's true. I realize there's people love to try to dangle the carrot of football season on the stick of trying to tell people to, you know, act right, basically, so we can have a football season. I don't think
that
has anything to do.
That is so much malarkey.
I know.
And would have been helpful in March.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, exactly. No chance.
Yeah. It's either happening or it's not. There's nothing we're going to do right at this moment that's going to
happen.
But
if it helps even 5%, it's worth the white lie, isn't it?
Although, what did the CDC director say? The CDC director said, like, literally, guys, look. If 100% of Americans would just wear a mask and try to avoid crowds as much as possible for the next 3 weeks, we would bury this thing in the ground.
Yeah.
That's how like nihilistic that guy is at this point. I know we can't do it. Like, we're not gonna do that. Like, 3 weeks.
Sky bar's open.
Yes, yeah, sky bar's open.
The point
gotta go to drink specials.
What reminded me of that is, and it was pointed out to me, is that it's a thing that we've somewhat discussed. The kids don't actually care about having a football season as much as older people do, I don't think, in my opinion.
They don't care about it now. I think you're absolutely right.
Right. They like it when it's happening, but there's not, you're not, they're not thinking about it right now.
Come mid-October, they'll
nobody
be like,
believes the rest of the country will do enough for it to matter.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
hey, New York's got this thing whipped, though.
Just in time for football season, right?
Yeah. Rutgers, they could go right ahead.
Well, I read, like, there was an article about how certain political figures are trying to make big about the fact that New Zealand had what they called an outbreak.
178 people?
Nine. It was nine people.
No, they have 178 cases.
Well,
a few days ago.
They had nine new cases in a day. And that was the big deal. And that same day, the only state that was within five was Vermont. Every other state in the United States has had more cases in one day than New Zealand had, because we don't want to accept the fact that another country did a better job. But we can't do what they did.
Pretty draconian.
Yeah, we can't do what they did.
We can't do what they do. And even places
here's the thing. At this point, if you could go back to mid-March and say, yeah, we are shutting down for 3 weeks.
Oh, I just think we should have left college students at college for as long as it took for them all to
just
get
do
it.
A college bubble.
Yeah. That's really kind of how
we would all gotten it in Auburn if that had been the case.
I mean, Auburn would have herd immunity basically, because most of the population is students.
Mm-hmm.
When I keep seeing all the pictures of the students out and people just outraged about it, I'm like, well, I don't know what you thought was going to happen, but I'm like, we should have just left them here. We didn't know it at the time, so I'm not blaming anybody. We didn't really know that might have been the better option at the time, is to just bubble them away from everybody else. But
bring them here.
So I was talking about this with a friend earlier. It seems like, you know, with UNC this week, they came back to class and immediately went back online and told people to go home.
Yeah. Dude, they went from,
can't really do that.
These UNC guys, went from two cases to like 20 cases in a week.
Right.
And they said, whoa.
Now they're sending all those people back home that may have been infected to go and infect their families.
Right. It's just as well to say, okay, stay exactly where you are. Stay in your dorm. Stay in your apartment.
And this is why I believe.
And then we'll try it again.
The SEC is making the point that I believe the Big Ten doesn't get, or The Big Ten's not playing football, not because of COVID. But you know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it's because of amateurism. The SEC is making the point that if we're going to have students on campus, then we're going to have football games.
Yeah.
Because if it's safe enough to have students on campus, then it's safe enough to have 90 kids go play a game.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that secretly they all did the thing that Ryan suggested maybe was the thing to do. And they had a bubble over the summer.
Sure.
Like, we had 34 guys get it. And now maybe most of them are safe. Maybe that's all of our starters that got it. But
well, now, just spitting on the football every practice.
Yeah, now, you know, maybe. Yeah, I almost want the football players to all go to online classes.
Well, I mean, I think they should. I don't think there's a reason that anybody had to be on campus other than appearances, and that's it.
That's the reason that everyone is back on campus, and to collect housing checks.
That and if you're like, well, we're gonna go online all year, people are gonna be like, well, why am I paying?
Right.
Full price.
Why am
tuition?
I paying out-of-state tuition when I can still live in Georgia and go
I'm
to
paying office? Out-of-state right. tuition for Auburn, or for much less Auburn. How about like a private school?
Or maybe this is something we could do all the time. Why do we always have to be there? Then it just snowballs.
Like Harvard Business School is going all online.
You think
I got buddies who are like, I would not.
Yeah. You think that amateurism is a concern. The whole college system just collapsing because people realize, wait a minute, why am I paying all this money?
Yeah.
That's like a far bigger concern to the people in charge at the universities anyway.
Well, at the risk of just repeating our episode from last week, because I think that's what Crow and I harped on for 30 minutes. Do we want to jump into the schedule?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Before we do that.
Sorry, I missed out last week.
Before we do that, Chief, Ryan had it off in the green room before the show started. Ryan had a couple of really good hypotheticals. Let's do that before we get to the schedule.
Okay.
So, Ryan, your hypothetical was, is there a better chance of us playing a full season or us not playing any games?
Yep. Because I'm convinced that the most likely scenario is we play some games.
Yeah.
Whether that's two or three, and then cases may or may not shoot up, and then we'll see what happens from there.
My hope is that, like, three games is kind of the over-under, I give us.
Yep.
We're getting closer and closer to a vaccine, only in the same way that we are closer to death today than we were yesterday. Like, yes, another day has passed. It isn't like it's imminent.
No.
We're not making negative progress.
We might have a vaccine next fall, maybe.
Yeah.
Zero to 10. What do you got?
We're going to play. There'll be some games played.
But do you think it's more likely we play all of our games or no games?
I mean, I think it's more likely that we play all than none. Because I don't think we're not playing any. I think there's zero chance we play none.
Yeah.
Well, not zero, but very small chance that we play none. All it's really going to take is like 10 guys all of a sudden getting it on three or four teams.
Yeah. I think the only...
They built in some bye week.
The only realistic scenario where we don't play any games is somebody that has previously had COVID and is you know, testing negative now.
Yeah.
Has one of those, was it myocarditis?
Heart
issue. If that happens
there's
an incident, whether they die or whether it's just a bad reaction at a practice or whatever in the next month. I think if that happens, the whole thing will shut down.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if more and more people opt out of the season before we get to it, too.
I'm also interested to see Title IX implications of this. Because you know that they're going to be spending more money on making sure that the football players are tested and all that than they are
women's soccer. None of the other fall sports are going to end up happening.
If that's the case, then who's suing? Like, is women's soccer going to sue? Is this a Title IX problem? Like, you can't spend more money on men's sports than you can women's sports. That's the law. So,
I mean, they do spend more money. I don't think that's the law is you can't have more more scholarships.
No, they have to spend an equal amount of money.
No,
that's
no way.
Yeah,
they don't spend as much money on women's soccer as they do men's football every year.
That's why that there are, Chief. You know how much money an equestrian program costs?
It does not cost as much as football.
It costs a lot.
It doesn't.
Those horses are eating good.
They've got to have so many girls on full rides, whereas baseball team is not all on full rides.
Right. I think it's scholarship money.
Yeah.
It's not money total.
I could be wrong, but I think it's money total. You got to spend an equal amount, or at least make it look like you are.
I think it's just scholarships available is the only rule in Title IX.
So let's get to the schedule. Auburn got a gift, in my opinion, by getting cross division games added to our 10 game season that were not Florida.
I'm kind of wishing we were playing Florida.
I don't know, man. I'm of the opinion Florida might be pretty good this year. this might be the year for Florida. Well,
better than the other options out of the East, definitely.
I mean, getting Kentucky is usually pretty okay.
I mean, as far as ease of schedule, it's great. I only wish we had had gotten Florida, just because it would be like old times. We played Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, everybody this year instead of
getting
just
the mess that South Carolina might be.
Oh yeah,
but you never know. Like they might have the best defense in the East.
Yeah, it could be all right. Who knows?
Probably not.
But probably not. I mean, they were a mess last year.
Kentucky
was a fun mess.
So do we want to just read the schedule off real quick?
Yeah, let's.
Well, let's go game by game, Ryan. Come on, let's make the people wait.
We're going to do this already. Are we doing?
You don't want to give it up too early.
The record already.
Let's hike the skirt up a little bit as we go.
We've got several weeks before the season starts. We gotta wait to predict the record.
Fall camp started today.
All right, on September 26th, Auburn plays Kentucky at Auburn. They're coming into Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Allegedly, theoretically,
in front of dozens of fans, and it's going to be a raucous environment. People shouting through masks, "We want Joey Gatewood." Gus, why isn't he the starter?
Joey has still not been given his waiver to play, so we have no
idea.
I'd
be shocked if he was at this point.
Yeah,
I think the reason is ridiculous because
pretty much everybody else is allowed
to play. Well, has anybody else transferred within the conference?
Yeah, and he was denied. It was from Georgia to Tennessee, and he had his denied.
So I think that's the issue. I think they're not granting guys to transfer within the conference.
I mean, what is the NCAA doing right now anyway? Nothing.
NCAA right now is just praying. They're going to mass every Sunday.
Trying to convince Congress that NIL rights are immoral.
Immoral?
Yeah, that's essentially their only argument.
No, dude. They want the NIL rights. I'm convinced.
Why are they arguing with Congress?
The NCAA wants Congress to pass this NIL thing, because then they don't have to pay the athletes salaries.
They're like, okay, we're out. It keeps them in the game if they just give those away.
Yeah.
Otherwise they're going to get cut out.
And yeah. I don't think anybody's stopping them from giving that away. So what's the issue here? Are they just having to put up a pretend fight?
They got to put up a pretend fight. It's going to get passed. Well, there's no reason for it not to.
There's a lot of legal stuff that you got to go through too, I'd imagine.
To pay your employees?
I mean, you got to give them health care, and that's an issue. But think about how it could, like, guys.
These guys already get health care, though. That's the thing.
Only while they're physically on the team.
Sure.
If they get cut because of injury, they don't.
Well, right. The big programs aren't generally cutting guys for injury, though.
Right. And, heaven forbid, Ryan, we could see a place where some teams are able to get better players than others just because they can offer them more money.
Yeah.
And that's never happened in the history of college football.
That doesn't happen.
I don't believe it.
That would completely throw off the balance of this sport.
You might see like only a couple of teams win the national championship every year, as opposed to like what we have now, where it seems like it could be anybody every year.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where only a couple teams are winning conferences.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, so the ACC in the last 11 years, do you know how many teams have won the conference?
Two.
Yeah, it's two.
Clemson, Florida State.
In 11 years, that's wild.
The SEC's not that much better.
You know how many people have won the Big 12 since Lincoln Riley has been on campus at OU? One. He has won it every year since he was the offensive coordinator at Oklahoma. That's 5 years in a row they have won the Big 12.
I think there's only been, six teams in the last 20 years that have won the SEC. It might only be five. It's Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Florida, Georgia, right?
Did they win it the year they played Hawaii?
Yes? Question mark?
Yeah, they did.
I think they did.
And they won it the year that they played us, too.
Remember. Oh, well, yeah. Okay. But yeah, Tennessee hasn't won it since the 90s.
Right. Yeah, Tennessee has been crap for well, did Tennessee win it in Florida won it in 2000, right? When we when did we go? 2000, 2001? I can't. No, 2000. No. Yes.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. 2000. Yeah.
I can't remember. The
last 20 years.
James and Josh are
week two
right now.
Week
LSU,
two.
Alabama, yeah, Georgia, Auburn, Florida.
So
speaking of Georgia,
Auburn
Tennessee
starts,
in 97-98.
Auburn starts the season off with Kentucky. Then they have to go to Athens to play them twigs. And
which is a good thing.
Yeah, you know, I wanted that to be first game.
They're replacing more than we are, and we're replacing quite a bit.
Yeah,
we are replacing a lot on the offensive line, but it
and defensive line.
It's not necessarily that we're replacing the irreplaceable.
That's a delicate way of putting it. Sure.
So, like in 2011 at quarterback, it was super tough to figure out who's going to replace Cam Newton. We don't have that situation.
Also super tough to figure out who's replacing that offensive line.
Right. We don't have the similar situation with who's going to replace Caleb Kim.
No. No. We've got a second-year quarterback. He brings back his best wide receiver.
Bonix.
We're pretty much getting everything back at the skill position sans Booby.
Yeah, we get an upgrade.
I'm referring to him only
for better or worse.
I'm referring to him only as Bonix.
Okay.
On the podcast.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
We could see Court Sandberg play some. But,
Ryan, we will not see Court Sandberg play some. Well, I pray to God that we don't.
Well, we could the next week versus the Hogs.
Well, that's right. We play Arkansas. Arkansas comes to the friendly confines of Jordan-Hare Stadium in front of those dozens of raucous fans. Arkansas, who has a better chance of winning no games than anything else. That brings me to another hypothetical. What is more likely to happen, Chief? Auburn win every game, or Arkansas and Vanderbilt each go winless?
Oof. I mean, I think the second one is more likely.
Yeah. Arkansas doesn't have any wins on their schedule, unless you think they knock off Mississippi State.
Yeah, why are we big up in Mississippi State here? I don't think they're very dangerous.
Have you seen Arkansas's roster?
Well, okay.
Arkansas hasn't won an SEC game since 2017.
Yeah, and it's in Starkville.
Wait, repeat that, Ryan.
Arkansas has not won an SEC game since 2017.
Yeah. Arkansas has not won an SEC game, period.
Which means Chad Morris did not win a conference game as a head coach.
Jeepers creepers.
That's how you get fired in 2 years.
Also, they play Tennessee in Arkansas. I mean, we really think Tennessee's going to
be
good?
Though, does home and away matter that
no,
much?
No, I don't think it does. I mean, it doesn't really matter when you're talking about Arkansas anyway, but, but you know. I don't know. I think Arkansas might sneak a win in.
See, I think if one of those two teams steals a win, it's Vanderbilt, because they have a four-game stretch of South Carolina, at Missouri, Ole Miss, and at Mississippi State.
Guys,
Vanderbilt is as bad as Arkansas if they're in the West.
Oh,
so
sure.
I don't, but they're
in the East.
I've moved three times since Arkansas last won a conference game to two different countries. Golly.
Can any of you guess what Arkansas's last conference win was?
Was it us?
It was not.
Okay.
We beat them 52-20 in 2017.
That's right. That was a good guess.
Was it Vanderbilt?
It was not.
Missouri.
Ole Miss, 38-37 in Vaught Hemingway Stadium.
Yeah, do we expect Ole Miss to be very good this year?
Lane train?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's big on the Lane train. We'll see. That really worked out at Tennessee.
I would say he is, and this may go against some people on this podcast and some fans of this podcast, if we have any. I think Lane Kiffin is infinitely better as a hire than Mike Leach. I don't think Matt Leach. Yeah, I think he's terrible for what Mississippi State needs.
I think if Ole Miss had hired Mike Leach, it would have made more sense than Mississippi State hiring Mike Leach.
No. Mike Leach wasn't great at Washington State.
No.
He was great at Texas Tech.
Hang on. I'll repeat.
He put
that.
Up some big numbers there. And
Washington State was putting up offers before he got there.
Yeah, they were very bad before he got there. Very bad.
And what did he do? Why did he win the Pac-12?
Did they almost make the conference title game? No.
He won games.
Did he win ten games?
That's like winning games.
I'll read this off to you. So
I don't think he won 10 games.
He did. In the 4 years prior to his arrival, Washington State was 2-11, 1-11, 2-10, 4-8. That's okay. The dregs of the Power Five. They go 3-9 in 2012, 6-7 in 2013. Another down year at 3-9. But from there on, they were 8-5, 9-4, 11-2, and 6-7 last year.
Yeah, they almost won the conference.
They had a 1-11-2 year, and the rest of those years are not great for
Washington State. Again,
listen to what I said before he got there. 2-1-2-4.
And then he got him to 9-9-11-9.
This is a guy who has never won a conference.
No.
At any school.
He's not exactly going to schools that win conferences. Yeah, you don't go to
Texas,
Mississippi State.
I understand. But if you can find me a coach who has been in the Power Five for more than 10 years, who has never won a conference, as famous as he is.
When did Lane win the conference at any of the good jobs that he's had?
Lane was only at USC for like 2 years.
Did he win the AFC West at all?
No.
No, what I'm saying is Mike Leach is painfully, I like him as a weirdo, but he is massively overrated to me because he doesn't win his conference.
But he's not at a school that you
don't go to Mississippi schools to win the conference.
How many times has Dan Mullen won a conference?
None.
Mike Leach has been coaching for twice as long as Dan Mullen has.
Mullen's been an FBS head coach for over a decade now.
Mike Leach was coaching at Texas Tech before you were born.
He was coaching at Kentucky as an assistant when they've probably been coaching about the same amount of time, to be honest.
Mike Leach was at Oklahoma. He won a national championship as an OC at Oklahoma. He went to Texas Tech. Was there for a while.
Mike Leach started at Texas Tech in 2000. So he has been a FBS head coach for 20 years. Texas Tech and Washington State.
He has two seasons of 10 wins or above, if I remember correctly. One, he should have won the conference in Big 12. That was a screw job.
Yep.
But the other one, Washington State. So it's 2 years.
Nobody's saying Mike Leach is one of the best coaches in the SEC, but
here's what I'm saying, Ryan. Every time a job comes open, everyone's like, "Well, we gotta get Mike Leach." Do you?
Are people actually saying that?
Yeah, I don't think people are.
That would be really fun on Twitter.
Yeah, I see on Auburn Twitter. The last two times we've had a coach opening, people have been like, "We should go after Mike Leach." It's a terrible idea.
I don't want him here, but mainly because that would just never work out. Like it would just never, it would be over between him and the board of trustees within 15 minutes of him stepping off the plane. So that would never work out.
He would start talking some nonsense about some weird,
but again,
conservative conspiracy theory though, and maybe win him back. You never know.
But then again, you don't take a job at a Mississippi or Ole Miss to win a conference.
Well, I think Lane Kiffin thinks he can win the SEC.
Well, Lane Kiffin is out of his damn mind.
Week 4, Auburn goes to South Carolina.
Gotta face Coach Boom.
Which could
I'm
be
not
a
too
huge
sure he's long for this world at South Carolina.
Well,
you think he's
going to
die?
Nobody's getting fired this year.
nobody's getting fired this year, and he would have been fired last year if not for the similar situation as Gus with the massive buyout.
And the
South Carolina can definitely
hilarious the hilarious game. The most hilarious
Jimmy
game of the
Sexton
year.
Is a miracle worker.
What he did in that Georgia game defies odds.
Did he actually do anything though? I mean, like, man, do we credit Muschamp for that, or was that just Georgia shitting the bed?
No, dude, it was Georgia refusing to do anything positive, and Will Muschamp saying, "Deal, we won't do anything positive or negative either. We will just exist." And then Georgia made a mistake, and Carolina won. That was it. It was horrible.
I tell you who loved that game, though.
Tubbs?
Oh, future Senator Thomas Tuberville.
I mean, they had a receiver playing quarterback. Right?
I don't remember this game.
Ryan and I watched the game together.
We were moving in at that weekend, so.
I watched most of the game at Ryan's house.
On a phone.
They had like a third string quarterback or like a receiver playing quarterback and just ran it over and over and over again. He didn't throw any picks. But then Georgia, who had their NFL draft pick quarterback, decided to also just run it over and over again.
He's an elite quarterback, if I remember correctly.
Like,
you know,
he could be really good.
Might not be a great coach. I don't know if is it too early to say that? He's been there how long now? Five years?
Kirby Smart thinks that the spicy chicken sandwich at McDonald's is spicy.
It's like too hot.
He's like, "Ooh, man, that's spicy. Golly, I can't eat that."
Start sweating.
Yeah, he's crying, sweating. Say, what's the Scoville count on this spicy McChicken? All right.
How many total yards do you think South Carolina had in that game?
A couple dozen. I don't know.
They had less than 300 yards, 297
good
to Georgia's 468.
Just didn't make
Georgia had four turnovers.
They like I'll do it. Carolina just did less. They just did less. You know the scene in the classic film? I lost my mind. The Forgetting Sarah Marshall, the classic film, in which Paul Rudd playing surf instructor instructs Jason Segel.
Jason Segel hangs dong at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We all know the film. Jason Segel is learning how to surf from Paul Rudd, and Paul Rudd tells him just to do less. Do less.
Yeah.
And that is what, I believe, in Will Muschamp's mind over and over again, just do less. Just do less. Punt more. Because Georgia's going to keep turning the ball over.
Auburn a few years ago in Athens. Just do less.
Do less.
The kickers in this game combined for 7 field goal attempts. How many did they make, guys?
4.
3.
Oh, wow. That's a John Vaughn kind of day.
Ouch. 3%.
Anyway, South Carolina, just don't let them do less against Auburn.
Yeah, well, look, I think there's just going to be a lot of weird games.
I agree with you, man.
In this, especially if we play all 10.
It's going to be a weird thing in these games.
Well, and nobody's going to have any home field advantage whatsoever other than, you know, just knowing your home field. Like, that's it.
Yeah. And not having to sleep in a hotel, not having to travel. That's the only home field advantage. Like, there's not going to be fans.
Yeah. Are not enough to make a difference, even if there are a few there by some chance.
I think Arkansas is planning on having like half capacity.
Is Arkansas doing okay? I don't even know. Okay, of course not.
Arkansas, I believe, still has not issued a mask like mandate.
Oh, cool.
So
Arkansas is just one giant Walmart. Like, the whole state is a giant Walmart. So
it's true. What's funny about Arkansas?
Imagine what you see at Walmart here.
There are three Arkansas. There is Little Rock. That is one Arkansas, a fairly metro-ish area.
Mm-hmm.
There is Bentonville, Fayetteville. That is another entirely different type of Arkansas.
Ozarks.
Then there is a third Arkansas that is everything else. And that everything else is rural AF.
Like, it's just North Louisiana.
You have no idea what's going on. It's mountain people.
East Texas.
It's East Texas people, rural Louisiana, mountain people.
West Tennessee.
All of it.
A little bit of Memphis in there, yeah.
South Ohio.
It's a weird spot.
I think. I don't know.
Is that Bentonville, Fayetteville area is rad. Bentonville has gotten even more rad because of the Walmart money. But, yeah. So the no mask mandate makes sense because there are probably people in Arkansas that might go a whole year without seeing another person.
They still allow smoking inside at restaurants and bars up there.
Well, that probably kills the COVID.
Well, it's not that kind of smoke. Anyway.
Do y'all think that, like, an indoor pool might kill COVID? Like, if you're in an indoor hotel pool?
Yeah, probably.
It's got to feel like you're breathing. I always feel like I'm breathing in chlorine.
Well, they say swimming in a pool is safe.
Right.
As it is. Because of the chlorine. So
being at a Holiday Inn inside pool.
Yeah. Either that or...
We should all just hang out there.
Either that or it just goes crazy in there because it's so humid. And
right. We should all start watching games from like the indoor pool at some Marriott. All right. So
next is the Lane train that we're going to be facing.
October 24th, if we are still playing football and the sun has not turned black yet.
And this is the only back-to-back road games Auburn has, is at South Carolina and at Ole Miss. So
could be a lot worse.
Come out pretty good there.
Yeah.
Those are close to one another.
I mean, you're not going to them back from one or the other.
That's a road trip.
Yeah, they're not back-to-back nights.
And then, Ole Miss, who knows?
I think Lane Kiffin is the most overhyped coach of all time.
Well, Lane Kiffin is a...
I think he's a great recruiter.
He's a confident offensive coordinator, which I think...
Yeah.
I am drawn to confident offense because I would rather make mistakes risking something than do less. So, like, when he was the offensive coordinator at Alabama, they did more than they've ever done. And at Florida Atlantic, I think they did okay. But it's interesting to see that roster is just garbage and was decimated by the NCAA. And they had a bunch of nonsense happen with scholarship stuff. And so it's, I don't know, like, they might win a couple of games just because he might out-scheme somebody. But they got no talent. They have no body. They have some decent receivers, I think, still. But that's about it.
They've got Vandy in South Carolina on the schedule. And there's always the Egg Bowl, which
are we,
you know.
Are you predicting South Carolina to go over, Ryan?
Not over, but I mean, were they like 4-8 last year? I mean, yeah. We're good.
The only way someone gets fired this year is if they play a guy who had COVID.
If there's any legal action against them, pretty much.
Not even that. Like, if it just came out that so and so had COVID and they were going to play him anyway, but then he raised a stink about it, that guy's fired. But it won't be some guys. It'll be certain coaches who are probably going to be fired anyway. Like, the guy,
South Carolina won 4 games last year, and it was Charleston Southern, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, and number 3, Georgia.
One of these things is not like the other.
No, they're all just alike. No, no national titles in the last 40 years.
That's true. All right. So then after that, we play national champion LSU on Halloween in Auburn.
I'm upset about this. Not because we're playing LSU on Halloween, but because we're not going to tailgate it. And for all you guys that were telling me, oh, you can still tailgate. No, just don't even try that.
Yeah, I doubt that they're going to allow tailgating.
And sure, there's ways around it where I'm sure you could just set up a tailgate somewhere and, you know, you might get away with it. Now, it's not like there's going to be a festive tailgate atmosphere on campus. And at that point, I'm just going to go sit in my air conditioning at home with my big screen TV and my smoker and my grill and my comfy couch. I'm not just going to go sit somewhere to say that I'm tailgating.
Yeah. Now, the Cowboys, I don't know if I shared in the Slack with you the Cowboys plan. Dallas Cowboys are going to allow tailgating, but it's like, you have to be certain numbers of feet between tailgate spaces. So who that hurts is like tailgate guys.
They're going to get less volume.
They can't just go tent, 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 tent. But for as far as like James's tailgate could still exist because it's far enough away from everybody else. Who knows?
But people, I mean, a lot of people aren't coming in from out of town to tailgate if they're not going to the game either.
No, that's true.
So
it's going to be just all, you and Chief tailgate.
Because what are you, yeah, at that point, you got air conditioning.
Well, it's October 31st. You might not need air conditioning at that point. It might be gorgeous outside.
Tailgate guys might go under.
I can't imagine.
Because
they're money.
Yeah. They're not going to be taking any money in from anywhere.
Yeah.
That'd be a shame.
If they had to
scale back, it would just be a darn shame.
The next game, Auburn plays at Mississippi State against the Dread Pirate Leech.
And yeah.
Who knows what's going to happen then? I mean, probably an Auburn win, but I don't know. I keep being told that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, so maybe.
I don't know. He's going to be able to do much at all. I mean, I think he's shown pretty much everywhere he's been, and it takes him several years to get things going.
And the thing, this is the other thing about Mike Leach. When he leaves a place in a very similar manner to one Robert Petrino.
Yeah, I was going to compare it to that.
There is nothing there.
Yeah.
Like, when he left Texas Tech, Tubbs came in. That roster was garbage.
Yeah.
Because you have to run Mike Leach's weird offense.
Right.
And I'm sure Tuberville came in and just supplemented that roster the next couple of years with some just elite talent.
Should have just brought
Tom. He actually had the highest recruiting class ranking in Texas Tech history, I believe.
Tubbs did. Sure he probably did.
Because Leach is not getting 4 and 5 stars.
Tubbs has become kind of a joke over, but he was actually a competent head football coach.
No, he was a good football coach. He wasn't exactly the best recruiter.
He wasn't great. He was not great at Cincinnati. Okay. At that point, he'd fallen off completely.
Yeah. Well, it's Cincinnati. I think he's way out of his element there. That was a weird situation anyway.
What was he doing there? It's the most fish out of water situation other than Pat Dye at Montana that I can think of.
Well, you say that, but can't you imagine Pat Dye living in Montana?
Yeah, just for the hunting, I guess.
Yeah.
Wait, did he go to Montana?
Wyoming.
Well, okay, Wyoming. I was about to say, did I miss a second like career after he left
Auburn? It's like the same place, right?
Kanye West's own Wyoming.
Yes.
Y'all see Kanye West tweet out a picture of the Wyoming football jersey that he owned?
I did not. Yeah. Or Wyoming getting Yeezys?
Apparently, Wyoming, he's a registered Republican in the state of Wyoming now.
Is he really?
Which somewhat complicates the fact that he's running for president as an independent since he is a registered Republican. Yeah.
Well,
but who knows? All right, so after Auburn beats Mississippi State, they play Tennessee in a rematch of probably the worst game in the Gus Malzahn era.
If we don't win this one, I swear to God. How did they decide this one was going to be at home? That's weird because we just played them at home.
Because there's no rhyme or reason to anything that the SEC does.
Yeah, okay.
The SEC said, who's our top 6 schools? Great. Let's make sure they have home games and they're easy. And we happen to be one of those.
Fair enough. If we don't win this game, I may never watch Auburn play football again. if we end up playing this game. I'd really love to just completely demolish them, like embarrass them.
Well, this is the traditional SoCon Saturday slot, so hopefully we get the same kind of results there.
Man, what a weird season.
Now, the problem is that Auburn plays Alabama next.
Yeah.
Which is not the last game of the year because Auburn plays the Aggies. For some reason, the last game of the year, the Aggies ruin everything, which is what they do. They ruin literally everything. They ruined the divisions in the SEC. They've ruined the SEC. They've ruined the Big 12.
I wonder what the thought was not putting that game as the last game.
I don't know.
Not putting the Iron Bowl last, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What I think they were shooting for, because I mean, you can see they kept as many traditional rivalries on that weekend as they could. And that's Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, that so UK-Florida rivalry. It's big. That's a big one.
Hey, those have been some of the best games to watch Florida the last couple of years. No, but so Tennessee-Vandy is that weekend. Iron Bowl's that weekend. Egg Bowl's that weekend. A&M-LSU's that weekend, their end of season game the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's the traditional weekend to have that game. Yeah.
I think the thought is if people are celebrating Thanksgiving with their family, you know, maybe, you know, whether they should or shouldn't, but sure. Yeah, they're trying to keep that nostalgia there, I guess. And they're, you know, we've had an argument on Slack earlier this week about it's actually more traditional for the Iron Bowl to just be last than it is to be Thanksgiving.
Sure. Yeah.
Because we've played it before Thanksgiving plenty of times.
Right.
But
yeah, well, and the reason we stopped doing it on Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving's late this year, so but the reason we stopped is because everybody else was mad that Alabama and Auburn had a bye week between the Iron Bowl and SEC championship game every year. Yep. And so they made the rule where you couldn't have a bye week, so then we moved the game. But I guess this year it would have been on Thanksgiving weekend anyway.
Yeah.
Because 12-5 would have been SEC championship weekend.
So. Which, what are they doing with the SEC championship game? Is that being postponed another week?
That is 2 weeks after, so it's December 19th.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the 12 wasn't that the – what was the original date?
What are you asking there, Chief?
I think
– what was Chief the original date for the Iron Bowl?
It was always November 28th.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
So – the problem with this is that Alabama will, if Auburn goes undefeated, will not be 9-win Auburn going in Tuscaloosa, which Alabama's never beaten a 9-win Auburn. Or at least Nick Saban hasn't ever been a 9-win Auburn team.
And yeah, but when we win, we'll be a 9-win Auburn
team. That's true. When we win, we'll be a 9-win Auburn team.
And then when we beat Texas A&M, who we play the next week, we'll be a 10-win Auburn team, right?
10-0, baby.
You think everybody's looking at this schedule and thinking they're going 10-0?
I think there are six teams that are, and they're the six teams that were given the easiest schedule by the SEC.
Well, so you're thinking
– Tennessee fans are looking at this and –
the Hogs.
No, I'm thinking Alabama fans. I think Alabama fans, Auburn fans, Florida fans, Georgia fans, LSU fans.
And surely LSU fans are not in that state of denial right now, right?
I mean, they may be looking at this schedule and thinking they do, though. I mean, they got a pretty – they get
sure. State I mean, their front half Vandy. Of the schedule was Mississippi State, Vandy, Missouri, Florida, South Carolina. Those were five winnable games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they got a pretty good draw.
God, I really hope this whole season gets played out because it's just going to be really fun to just have 10 games and – like, there's going to be teams that are going to go 5-0 to start the season and then go 0-5 the rest of the rest of the season. And it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited, more excited about football than I have been in a long time.
Yeah, because it's going to be super weird.
Yeah, I love weird. So
it's definitely breaking up the monotony of
last
couple years. Let's take a quick break. And we're back at the 53 minutes and 20 second mark of this podcast. And guys, we've done a lot already. We've covered the entire Auburn football schedule. We haven't picked games yet, but I feel like we know we're going to pick. We're going to pick a 10-0 Auburn team. But now, Ryan, do you want to go over Chuma Okeke's album drop?
We can. I mean, have we listened to it yet?
You can break it down track by track.
We're going to go T by T, as Chief said, track by track. The first album off of Music for Music for Everybody by Big Chum. Music for Everybody is a great album name. All right. This is Cold Life.
We can only play a few seconds of each song.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to talk over a little bit, so it's going to be okay.
Yeah, we discussed the beat.
Yeah. Can't really hear the lyrics here.
Yeah, it's explicit as well, so.
Is it listed as explicit?
Okay.
Thoughts?
So this sounds like a song that would be playing in the background of an establishing shot in a movie like Training Day. Like the cop, kind of the bad guy cop, is driving up to the beat that he has, and it's it's hard, man. It's the city. It's kind of downtrodden. Yeah, kind of a downtrodden area. I could see that. Or Blue Streak with Martin Lawrence. Yeah. It could be on the Blue Streak soundtrack.
Fast and Furious movie?
Yeah. This is track two.
Lucas Black's just wrenching on his his drift machine.
So this is two straight songs in which he is referenced to his producer that he can't hear something or that something isn't loud enough.
Is there an Auburn athlete that you expected an album from less than Chuma? It is literally one of the most shocking things ever when they're like, yeah, he's putting out an album. I'm almost like, pardon?
I would say he
can play the piano, right? Played the piano in some of the videos. Wasn't that Chuma?
I know Malik plays the piano.
So this is a story from Thomas Northcutt. You know, he was a manager for the basketball team for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So we were texting about this album coming out, and he said, I actually forgot about this until now, but back when the team went to Italy before the 2018 season, all the guys did a freestyle in the hotel one night, and it was actually pretty good. I heard it after they got back, and it wasn't bad. I know Jared, Bryce, and Malik were on it. I feel like Horace and Dangelo were too. No mention of Chuma. Seems like everybody else on the team was.
He's just so a reserved character. He's not.
If you had told me Aaron Sipos released an album, I might have believed it more than.
Yeah, and it's like I'm not. This is definitely not me knocking Chuma. It's just.
He's the quiet guy.
It's just so. It seems so bizarre that he just dropped, five hot tracks on us.
The picture of Chuma with the circle sunglasses.
Yeah.
That's how I did, that's his alter ego that raps.
Oh, sure. Okay.
That's Tom Big
Chum. Big Chum.
Yeah, that's Big Chum.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys can hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
A little bit. Probably just enough not to have to pay royalties to Big Chum.
I mean, we don't have any money to give him.
It's true.
This is just marketing.
He could sue us for the $0 this podcast makes. I mean,
I'd love to have him on to talk about it.
Holding up a phone to my microphone. I would say each song has gotten less listenable in terms of what I want to hear.
All right.
I
have a pretty hard don't listen to people's music.
So you don't listen
people
to
I know.
Music.
Oh, okay. People I know, explicitly people I know or know of. I don't, I'm not exactly big buddies.
So Chief, tell me, in an alternate world where you become best friends with whoever the front man 311 is.
Oh, I'm still listening to that. I already like that.
But then they drop a new album.
Oh, I still listen to it. I already like it.
So wait, had Chuma released a 11 track reggae rap album? Reggae rap album.
First of all, it's not that I'm into reggae rap. It's that I like 311. I'm not exactly listening to most of the acts they take out on the road with them. So
you're like me when I go to some acts where I'm like, I don't care for the opener at all because I don't actually like this kind of music.
Yeah.
So in 2021, when Big Chum is the UPC event.
Oh, God.
You going to go?
Now, you imagine
hopefully
how
Big
Chum
will be in the midst of his, you said 2021?
Yeah, that's next year, man. He should be playing for the Magic.
It could be like a move-in weekend. They do an event where there's no NBA yet.
I hope he's the first ever BET Awards winner / Rookie of the Year winner.
So Kobe was the first MVP Oscar winner?
Yeah.
So Chum's going to be the first do they have Grammys for hip-hop now?
They have for years, Ryan.
Yeah,
okay.
This isn't 1967. This is 2020.
I assumed they did, but
They let everybody sit together. It's amazing.
The Grammys didn't have a hip hop.
Didn't 3-6 Mafia win a Grammy?
They won an Oscar.
Yeah, that's right. They won an Oscar for best song.
Yeah. I could see the first track off of Chuma's album winning Oscar for best song in a gritty cop drama.
Mm. End of Watch 2.
Yeah, End of Watch 2. Or like Lincoln Lawyer 2.
Lincoln Lawyer
Bad Boys 4?
We need a Blue Streak 2.
Let's not.
The Martin Lawrence joint. That was the first DVD I ever owned.
But yeah, I have a pretty strict rule where I don't listen to people who I have a high opinion of's music already.
So if like Bo Jackson came out with the spoken word?
Like... There's some instances where maybe curiosity gets the cat, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, I got to hear that. Like, if D4 put out a album of him playing piano music, as he was wont to do around town, I'd probably have to check that out.
Charles Barkley covering John Mayer.
Oh.
I'd listen to everything.
Definitely get the cat on that one. I would have to check that out.
I got to listen to this Casey Mize country rap album.
Oh, God. I know people who I've been friends with that have made music and recorded it, and I could not bring myself to listen to it because I was sure that it was probably not very good.
He still hasn't ever heard You Got Jared.
I know, I've heard that. It's a classic.
I'm a little hurt that Chum didn't ask me to do a track with him.
Oh, a remix.
Yeah.
You guys could have done a remix.
I should send him a direct message on Twitter. He will not respond. We've got Jared.
My wife started. She was listening to some music, and Sugar Sugar came on, and of course I sang We've Got Jared.
Oh yeah.
And she protested, "That's not what this is." I'm like, "Yes, it is."
I now sing We've Got Jared when I brush my kids' teeth.
There you go.
It's a perfect amount of time to brush a kid's teeth for. All right, you guys.
My kid's got a loose tooth.
Oh, man, congrats. Right.
Yeah, wow.
Can the tooth fairy come during COVID? How's that work?
Hey, speaking
tooth
of
fairy
kids,
is immune.
Guys,
okay.
We found out this week it's a boy.
Oh, congrats. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have...
Having a boy.
Congrats.
You got to buy some new stuff, too.
Yeah. Man. So, Gus, just wait, Manny. Just wait. Quarterback's coming.
Yeah, it'll be a Texas quarterback if you
class of 2038.
Yeah, can you stay there for 18 years?
I can try.
It's gonna be T Will's best quarterback on the Plains.
Class of 2038. Gus will be on his 15th national championship. It's gonna be awesome. All right, guys, we'll see y'all next week.
Bonos.